Perfect. So once upon a time, there was a little girl who loved basketball. And she wasn't exactly great at basketball, but she loved basketball, and so she loved playing basketball. And she had a very, very good friend who, almost as much as she loved basketball, the friend loved butterflies. And the friend had an incredible knowledge of butterflies, could name you any kind of butterfly, knew the fancy, complicated name for all the butterflies. And she'd be talking about butterflies. If she saw a butterfly, then she would just launch into all sorts of information about that butterfly. And they were good friends. They had met when they were very, very, very little at church. And one of the cool things about church friends is sometimes you could be friends at church with people who you wouldn't necessarily meet in the rest of your life, because maybe you go to a different school or you have a different kind of set of interests or whatever. And so they grow up together and they've known each other forever, and they were best friends. And so it was, they were in this crazy complicated moment where they were finishing elementary school and on their way into middle school, and many, many schools were all pouring into the same one big middle school. So even though they had never been in school together, all of a sudden they were in school together. And the basketball-loving friend knew a couple other people who were going to be in that school from playing basketball. And so in the very first day, she already knew a whole bunch of folks. And all the basketball friends would want her to come and sit with them at the lunch table. And then the butterfly friend came in, and all of a sudden, something really weird happened, where the butterfly friend came to try and sit next to the basketball friend, and the other basketball players were kind of moving around and move into any empty seat so that she couldn't find a seat. And the butterfly friend had her feelings hurt, and she went and sat somewhere else. And the basketball friend was psyched to sit with all of her new basketball friends, but she thought it was weird that her friend was sitting somewhere else, and it didn't feel right. And when the second day the same thing happened, she stood up and she said, "That's my friend. I'm going to go sit with her." And she had really confused feelings, and she sat with her friend. And later that night, after their basketball game, some of the other basketball players came around her and said, "Why are you friends with that freak butterfly kid anyway?" And she said, "What are you talking about? I've known her forever. She's a good friend. I don't appreciate what you're saying." They said, "She's weird." They said, "You know where she's from, right?" And she thought, "No." She was a little confused. And so she went home. The next morning, she went to go see a friend of hers who lived two doors down. She was sort of an adopted grandmother. And it's not all the time that you happen to just automatically become wise when you're old. But she happened to be old and also wise. And so she would often go to her with questions, and so that morning she did. She rode her bike over, and she came in, and she sat down, and she told her the whole big, long story about everything that had happened. She had met the butterfly friend before, so she knew who she was talking about. And she sat there, and she said, the grandmother said, "This is an important moment. This is a moment that I need you to have strong ears." And so the basketball-loving girl said, "Okay." And she kind of crinkled up her brow, and she sort of flexed the muscles in her ears. We don't really have a lot of big muscles in our ears, but she imagined these huge, rippling bodybuilder kind of muscles popping out of her ears. And she was ready, and she was listening. And her adoptive grandmother said, "Sometimes people want to hold other people down, not for very good reasons. And sometimes when we love people, sometimes we can see that something is wrong. And then the important thing is what you choose to do next." And she was still crinkled her brow and flexing her ears, and she let it sink in. And it made sense what she was saying. It wasn't right. They went on to talk, and the part of the town that her friend had lived in was a different kind of part of town, and she thought maybe her friends didn't like her because she was from that part of town. But still, she knew that that friend was wonderful, and that friend had known her and been with her through so many complicated things. So the very next day, in the lunchroom, the same thing was about to happen. She sat down, and all her basketball friends clumped around, and then her butterfly friend came over, and they all started playing their little silly game with the seats trying to block her out, and she stood up. And she said, "This is my friend. And I don't care what any of you think about her. And I think many of you know that it's wrong that you guys are being mean to her. So if you want, you can come sit with us over there." And she went and she sat with her butterfly friend. And sure enough, A couple of her basketball friends came up and came over and sat down. And something good started that day. She had had these strong ears that her adoptive grandmother had told her about. And she knew that there was something wrong in what was happening. And she knew, like we all know, that this path of love that we're on calls us into moments where we see when people are being treated unfairly, when we can see when we are being treated unfairly, and we can stand up and we can rise up. Amen. Now,